welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I began yesterday, One Thing is Needful. And the Lord just quickened that in the days and times in which we're living, we need to really be focused on the things of God, on our relationship with Him, to maintain peace and poise and direction and a sense of going forward in the path that the Lord has chosen for each one of our lives, which is unique according to the plans that He has for each one of His children. And the passage I was sharing was from the Gospel of Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 38 through 42. And let me read that. Now it came to pass as they went, Jesus with and his disciples, they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Martha was burdened, and Jesus said in the following verse, let me read that, verse 41, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. She was anxious, she was perplexed, but one thing, Jesus concluded by saying, one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Beloved, in the times in which we are living, there is so much in today's world, society, culture, that is designed to distract us, to divert us, to keep us anxious and stressed and unfocused. And the Lord is telling us in the simplicity of His Word, using this illustration of centuries ago when His disciples were gathered to hear Him. And that's why it's so important that each one of us take time, whatever that looks like in our daily lives, that we can spend time with the Lord and that we can have His peace. We can be focused on Him so He could show us the things we need to do. And you know, in today's world, the standard of excellence is to multitask. See how many things you can do all at once. Well, I have heard and read that the brain can only handle one thing at a time, be focused on one thing at a time. And yet everything the world is designed to do is to impose more and more upon us. I had a situation recently, this might sound, I don't know, if I doubt that I'm the only one going through this, but everything seems to be so complex and so difficult. Gone are the days you could just pick up a phone and talk to a company if you need customer service. In a recent situation, I had been needing to connect with customer service, and I was transferred 13 times before I got the right department. And that, I'm not exaggerating. And in today's world, there are so many things that they complicate our lives. And I don't know about you, but I long for the simplicity of not being distracted by so many things. And perhaps sometimes the only way we can do that is just, you know, turn off the phone, the cell phone, turn off the television, and just wait before God so we can have that peace that passes all understanding, a peace that will enable us to function with joy and with expectation and peace and self-control in the days in which we are living. Beloved, it is absolutely critical, I believe. And so Jesus was not rebuking Martha for what she was doing. She was trying to prepare. But again, it was the timing that it was one thing so important. Not only if that was true in those days, in a rural agricultural society, how much more today, where we need to be focused on the Lord and not to let anything, the things of this life, distract us. Beloved, we are being, another phrase I have is they're trying to make techno slaves of us. I was in a situation recently, and I was in a fellowship situation, and this person was continually referring to their phone. And this is not unusual. I remember the last time I flew, they weren't talking to one another. They sat with a device in front of their face. And so, beloved, I just ask you to question, do you suppose this is how God wants to live our lives? Are the advances in technology good? Yes, but we have to use them in a way that will benefit us in our walk with God. And so we need to grow in understanding. Mary wanted to learn more about Jesus. Jesus is saying that he wouldn't change what she was doing. That was the one thing that was needful. And that which she acquired and learned, it wasn't going to be taken away from her. And so we need to learn God's ways, to be in fellowship with him, and to understand that his ways require the ability to be taught. We have to be willing to learn his ways. Psalm 19 and 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." And that passage in scripture in Psalm 19 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb." And I'm going to read verse 11. "Moreover, by them, the word of the Lord, being with Jesus, being focused on him, is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, there is great reward." We all want that, but we have to be teachable. What does that mean? The definition is quite simply capable of being taught. That's what Mary was doing. She wanted to be taught the ways of the Lord. It also means favorable to teaching, apt and willing to learn. To teach simply is to cause to acquire knowledge or skill, to instruct by precept, example, or experience, to seek to make known and to be accepted, to understand whatever that principle is. And so the heart of learning, what does it consist of? Well, it means acquiring new information. In many cases, some things we don't know about. That's why children go to school, so they can learn new information that will be essential and necessary as they grow into adulthood. And it is geared, or should be geared, to the level at which they are, the age at which they are. So, to learn, we learn new information, and also it can be a readjustment or replacement of our present understanding with additional insight. And this, in terms of spiritually, is so important for us as God's children. You know, the word tells us that unless we become as little children, we would in no wise enter the kingdom of God. What does that mean? Well, of course, we can be childlike, but we shouldn't be childish. There's a difference there. But a childlike characteristic is the ability to be taught. In fact, they've shown that a young child, the brain, can learn in ways that a mature brain, someone adult, cannot learn as quickly. And God's designed it that way. Isn't that wonderful? He's done things so that children can learn quickly. And in Mark the 10th chapter, verse 15, he says, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." That is a very strong statement by the Lord Jesus Christ. And a child, in many cases, if they're in a healthy and happy home with parents, a father and mother that love that child, they're not burdened by adult responsibilities. They're able to be free. They're able to apply themselves to instruction. And so, in order for us, many of us listening, of course, are in adult status, we will be then influence that learning to readjust or replace the understanding that we have. I mean, we are born into this world very carnal. We're under sin. But as we're born into the kingdom, our spirit becomes perfect without sin or flaw. But our soul nature certainly needs to move from the carnal man into that of a man led or a woman led by the Spirit of God, that we would be influenced by the precepts of the Lord. We have to be flexible. Didn't Jesus give that example in the Word when he was talking to, the Lord was speaking to Jeremiah about the potter and the clay? To be flexible, to be as clay in a potter's hand, we have to be malleable. We have to be able to be influenced. In fact, that's the definition of flexibility, yielding to influence, tractable, capable of being easily led, taught, or controlled, or malleable, as clay is in the potter's hand. Well, I'm right at a critical point, so I'm not able to continue. My time's gotten away from me, so we'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can be with me. I thank you for joining me, and I invite you to write and share your prayer requests, because I trust God is bringing hungry hearts to hear God's word, that there's so much more the Lord has before us, but we have to understand the basics, and that basics is, first of all, to be focused on the Lord and to be instructed by His Word. That's His desire for us, that we can prosper in all of our ways. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.